There are many women's armies, but none do work so grand as they plow and sow and reap and mow our women on the land.
This is On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people.
6:30 a.m. Cheesemaking to me is quite the most interesting creative work I have ever tried, and is a very satisfying occupation after having sat on an office stool and pushed a pen for 13 years.
Muck spreading, rat guessing, carrot pulling, all in a day's work for a land girl.
She certainly looks really pleased with her carrot.
It's a lovely picture, isn't it?
It is. And they do sound like quite the pair, actually.
If you've heard of the land girls, you'll probably know them as plucky young women who rolled up their sleeves and kept Britain's farms running during the Second World War. I'm Vicky Klikoski-Broad, a principal record specialist in diverse histories. In this episode of On the Record, I want to dig into the stories of the land girls, using some of the special collections we hold here in Kew at the National Archives.
Early afternoon, off comes the apron and on goes the khaki coat, and I sally forth once more to such seasonal jobs as loading and fetching hay and corn, horse raking and turning, calf rearing, pig feeding, gardening, poultry keeping, muck spreading, and all work complementary to the rear end of a cow.
I think I would have liked to have learnt how to plough. I feel that learning to drive a tractor was so novel for many land girls who didn't have the opportunity to learn to drive at the time.
My colleagues will be coming into the studio to tell me about the stories they found in old issues of the Land Girl magazine, microfiche copies of alphabetical index cards that contain basic information on individual land girls, and the Land Army Handbook. The episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.